It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Come on and join us.
Sure, there's always room for one more.
Time to go back to school for a few chemistry lessons in sports. Don't panic. You remember your high school chemistry class? Our teachers made it very clear that certain substances would cause rather severe reactions when mixed together. For example, baking soda plus vinegar can make for a very nifty volcano under a controlled environment at school, but you might not want to try it in your kitchen tonight. Yes, it's usually best to avoid mixing some chemicals together unless you're sure that the reactions will result in a safe outcome. And the teacher really did know best. In sports, chemistry may also determine the difference between a championship team and a losing team. Successful teams undoubtedly require talented players to have their best chance to win. But the winning teams also must have players who are willing to execute the plays and the vision being set forth by the team's coaches and management. The personality of a team can be derailed when a toxic chemical reaction occurs between one or more of its players and the team's leadership. In the past few days, a couple of chemistry stories have been developing within the sports world. Managing difficult and potentially volatile personalities may have consequential outcomes for a few teams very soon. Case number one, NBA guard James Harden plus Philadelphia 76ers president Daryl Morey. It only seems as if NBA's scoring legend James Harden has played for about half the teams in the NBA. But in actuality, Harden has only played for four of the NBA's 30 teams, thus far. After 2 years of college basketball at Arizona State University, the Oklahoma City Thunder drafted James Harden in the first round of the 2009 NBA draft. He played three seasons with OKC and became famous for both his uncanny scoring ability and his legendary full beard. James Harden was traded to the Houston Rockets. Harden blossomed in H-Town, where he played for nine seasons and won the NBA's MVP trophy back in 2018. Just like in Oklahoma City, James Harden's presence made the Rockets a very good team. But regardless of the star power surrounding cast being brought in to complement him, James Harden was unable to bring an NBA title to Houston either. Prior to the start of the 2020 season in Houston, James Harden pouted. He wanted out of Houston. And he demanded a trade to the Brooklyn Nets before the season even started. He reported for training camp out of shape. Houston continued to try to shop Harden a few months into the season and eventually made a deal and sent him to the Brooklyn Nets. After becoming part of the Nets' so-called super team with veteran forward Kevin Durant and guard Kyrie Irving, he was traded to the Philadelphia 76ers in a deal crafted by the same general manager, Daryl Morey, who had acquired James Harden on behalf of the Houston Rockets a decade earlier. Harden's 76ers made it into the Eastern Division semifinals, losing to Boston this spring during his first full year with the Philadelphia club. But now, James Harden wants to be traded once again? And this time he has his sights on the Los Angeles Clippers. The 34-year-old Harden did not reveal any particular reasons for wanting to leave the city of brotherly love. James Harden, whether this is true or not, is considered by many one of the NBA's premier partiers off the court and after the games, though. While Los Angeles may sound like a dandy destination to him, his future employers in town may not be so impressed. In recent years, James Harden's primary mission seems to be keeping James Harden happy and James Harden wealthy. And perhaps that's why a contending NBA team like the LA Clippers has not been willing to make a big deal with Philadelphia yet. If the 76ers have Harden under contract for another year, the team expects to receive some type of compensation in the form of draft picks or other players for parting with him a year earlier than they had to. During the past week, James Harden went public with his frustration about not being traded yet. He called his longtime boss, Daryl Morey, a liar. He does not want to play for any organization in Philadelphia or elsewhere where Daryl Morey is ever a part of anymore. Harden said that the 76ers lead man had promised him that he would work to make a trade happen fairly quickly this summer. Well, it hasn't happened yet, but then again, the NBA season is still nearly 2 months away. The aging, petulant, but high-scoring guard with a $35.6 million contract also leads the NBA in turnovers annually, too.
Sell, sell, sell!
Though he doesn't quite see it yet, that adds up to a player who's no longer in high demand. When you have zero NBA championships to your credit and a very public, selfish attitude, the 34-year-old James Harden might seriously have misjudged his own current market value. The NBA, whose annual soap opera is nearly on par with wrestling's WWE, began investigating this odd matter this week. And today, the NBA has fined James Harden $100,000 for his public liar, liar comments. I suspect that the NBA is going to sit these parties all down in a room soon and arrange some type of trade deal which might be face-saving for everyone soon. Make no mistake about it, James Harden shot himself in the foot. But just for the record, I've never been a big fan of Philadelphia's Daryl Morey either. He's hailed by many as the pioneer of analytics. You know, that's why nearly every NBA player today is shooting those three-point shots almost every time they go down the court. That's the guy. Daryl Morey has been what I term as a classic deal junkie type of general manager, too. As a longtime Houston Rockets fan, I've been amazed at how many personnel moves that Daryl Morey made every season. And I joked with a friend that the general manager would trade his own mom if the numbers looked good. Both James Harden and Daryl Morey are talented people, but they are simply toxic chemicals together. Chemistry case number two. LIV golfer Brooks Koepka plus U.S. Ryder Cup captain Zach Johnson. Before last weekend, it appeared that five-time major golf champion Brooks Koepka would automatically qualify for September's Ryder Cup matches on the U.S. team. By current Ryder Cup rules, the top six players with Ryder Cup points are guaranteed a spot on the U.S. squad. Brooks Koepka, though, is no longer a PGA Tour member. Last year in 2022, he became a member of that evil contingent called LIV Golf.
I'm all ears.
A two-time winner of the PGA Championship, Brooks Koepka was permitted to play in this spring's annual event. And surprise, Brooks Koepka is today the three-time winner of the PGA Championship after he won it again in May. The Ryder Cup points earned by Koepka this year also boosted him into the number five spot. If Koepka had been able to remain in the automatic six positions, the political heat for his spot on the team this year would have been blamed on the rules and not on this year's captain, Zach Johnson. But then a funny thing happened last weekend which changed all the math. PGA Tour players Max Homa and Xander Schauffele both earned enough additional Ryder Cup points in the BMW Championship last weekend to move up a few more spots on the ladder. And LIV Golf's Brooks Koepka dropped down into the number seven spot. The decision as to whether to put Koepka onto the U.S. Ryder Cup team now falls squarely on the shoulders of Zach Johnson. 1 week from today, on August 29th, Zach Johnson will name the other six players comprising the full 12-player U.S. team, which will travel to Rome, Italy soon for this year's competition. Only three of the top six U.S. golfers, Scottie Scheffler, Patrick Cantlay, and Xander Schauffele, have even participated in a previous Ryder Cup event. Newcomers Wyndham Clark, Brian Harman, and Max Homa are going to get their first taste of this pressure-packed competition as a boisterous crowd will be cheering for the Europeans this year in Rome, Italy. U.S. captain Zach Johnson should consider adding some golfers with some Ryder Cup experience for slots number 7 through 12 on this year's team. For example, LIV Golf's Brooks Koepka, who's now in number 7 in points, has played in three prior Ryder Cup matches and posted 6 wins, 5 losses, and a half-point tie. Koepka's positive overall record should warrant some serious consideration for a position on this year's team. However, there's that LIV Golf thing, which might cause some angst among the other members of the U.S. squad, and particularly the U.S. media. Ryder Cup captain Zach Johnson isn't a big fan of LIV Golf either. He told the media recently that he hasn't taken any time to watch Koepka in action in person or on television in LIV Golf events. He said, quote, "I'm going to be fully transparent. It's hard because I'm not able to witness what they're doing and see their form, except for the four events he's played this year on the PGA Tour. What Brooks has done this year, well, no one's surprised, and I'm just glad he's healthy." Well, at least his wallet is healthy. The 33-year-old Brooks Koepka surprised many last year by signing with LIV Golf in 2022, as he took a guaranteed signing bonus of, unofficially, $150 million. Woo! Koepka was quite unsure at the time, though, about his future golf game. He had been struggling with recovery following a severe knee injury in the spring of 2021. But after winning his first LIV Golf event last fall in 2022, Koepka said, quote, "The last 2 years, they haven't been fun. It's been a long road. I didn't know if my career was over for a half second. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to play." For Ryder Cup captain and chief chemist Zach Johnson, the selection of Brooks Koepka represents both good and bad possibilities for this year's U.S. team. Koepka's positives are Ryder Cup experience with a winning record, he performs well under pressure, and he's the winner of 5 major championships. His negatives, though, he took the big money from LIV Golf and left the PGA Tour in 2022. He's considered a lone wolf personality who might not be a great partner in a 2-player team competition. And number 3, the media hates LIV Golf with a passion. U.S. captain Zach Johnson played in 5 previous Ryder Cups himself and compiled a record of 9-8 over his career. He's also won 2 majors, the Masters and the Open Championship. Zach Johnson has played golf with and against Brooks Koepka for more than a decade. So if Brooks Koepka is not selected onto the team next Tuesday, the U.S. captain must believe that Koepka's presence would bring more negatives to the team than positives. But if that's true, that means that Captain Zach Johnson believes that the other U.S. Ryder Cup golfers are emotionally fragile. And if they can't handle playing on the same team with an American golfer who plays for the LIV Golf Tour, imagine how vocal that Italian crowd is going to become once the U.S. team takes to the golf course on September 29th in Rome, Italy. The first of several Ryder Cup chemistry tests is coming next Tuesday for U.S. Captain Zach Johnson. The fearless leader must select players number 7 through 12 next Tuesday for this year's team. And then a month later in Italy, Johnson will be required to determine the proper ingredients or player combinations to put onto the golf course during the first 2 days of Ryder Cup competition. And did I say that the U.S. has lost 7 of the last 10 Ryder Cup events? Pressure? What pressure? I'm Swamp Swami.